Now this update from the Canadian Press. Richard Fabich of Mississauga, Ontario, has been anxiously waiting to reunite with his 15-month-old daughter, Chloe, who was trapped in China's coronavirus quarantine zone with her grandparents. Little Chloe is among 176 passengers on a flight out of Wuhan, the epicenter of the novel virus outbreak that landed at Canadian Forces Base Trenton, Ontario this morning. The commander of Canada's Special Forces is describing relations with Iraq's government as sensitive. Major General Peter Daw says the anti-ISIL coalition and Canadian officials are in close contact with the government to ensure everything is in line with Baghdad's desires. Schools across much of southern Quebec are closed, and many flights at Montreal Trudeau International Airport are cancelled amid a furious snowstorm. Meantime, Atlantic Canada is seeing school closures and treacherous driving conditions due to a nasty mix of freezing rain, snow, and ice. From the Canadian Press, I'm Emily Javesky.
All right, let's check in with the old hawk weather right now. Periods of snow ending later on this afternoon, mainly cloudy, folks. Going to get about 2 centimeters of snow for Saturday, minus 5, 60% chance of flurries. And for Sunday, minus 1 with a chance of flurries. Tonight, minus 11 with more flurries. Right now, it's minus 5 with the wind chill. It feels like minus stupid.
It's time for Steel City Music with Gunner on 101.5 The Hawk.
Hey, folks. Back in the old saddle again on a Friday afternoon, 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. Steel City Music on the air. Cobalt Connect drops by Justine Fisher and Kareem Mosna with the 3 for 30. Let's start the show off with some Posey, some Squeeze, some Idlewild. But right now, Peter Gabriel on Steel City Music.
If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, wall without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
Shit.
12:11 and change right now. Gunner here. Steel City Music on the Hawk. One of my favorite things here at the radio station, and for years when I've come and gone all the time, is always meeting like new people that come through a tour on the radio station and finding out about who they are, what they're doing, and watching people explain things out in the lobby about what the Hawk is all about. I almost said C101. That's our old call letters, is what it is. But joining me right now, I have an instructor and I have a student, and I just pulled them out of the group and said, okay, tell everyone what you're doing here and what's going on. Sir, your name is Dan. What exactly is happening here?
Well, I'm a teacher here, and this is my student, Nina.
Hello.
Hi, Nina. Put that microphone into your face.
Hello.
There you go. So you got a great voice, Nina.
Thanks for having us here, guys.
Hey, this is what I enjoy the most is meeting new people and finding out how Mohawk College interacts with the community and the radio station. So you have a tour happening right now, and what is being explained to the students?
Well, we're kind of just checking out your scene here and checking out what you do. These students are taking a pop music course, and it's a dual credit course where they earn a high school credit, and they also earn a college credit for passing the course.
That's great.
And how long? It's a great experience for our students, yes.
How long is this for?
Well, it's roughly one semester.
Right.
It's part of the School College Work Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And these students get to be taught by a Mohawk professor. And, of course, I'm there as a high school teacher to accompany them and support them in their learning.
So you're actually translating from one to the other, from the college to the high school.
Yeah, the program itself, SWAC, School Within a College, is designed to take students from the high school environment, immerse them in a college environment, find success, and then kind of jump them into a college program.
That's something that has happened over the years under different things here at the school and all universities. But it's also it's a great way to introduce the kids to that next level and getting rid of some of that. I would imagine some of that anxiety of going to school after high school.
Yeah, for sure.
Nina, I don't know about you, but when I was in high school, I didn't think there was anything after high school. Like, I thought that was it,
well,
you know?
The way I grew up, I was always told about what comes after high school, what's, like,
life
and how to basically move on with life and get through life and all that.
Yeah.
So I was always told, like, you need your high school in order to go further and pursue further. Like, it's just always what I've been taught when I came to growing up.
But now you have this opportunity to find out a little bit more of the experience of what's to be expected when you get to a college or university level.
Yes.
Yeah. So does it alleviate some of your anxiety about it?
Yes and no, because there's still so much that I have not seen or experienced
right.
when it comes to college.
Yeah. But this is a great step.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, and why did you take, was this the only thing that you could take to introduce you to college?
No, I also took another dual credit class, and it was just basic.
Called College 101, Intro to Post-Secondary
right.
Experiences.
Yeah.
So more focused on the academic side. And this course is great for Nina, especially because she loves music and music's a big part of her life. So we get to incorporate, you know, music and culture and talk about that as a subject matter.
It's always something on my end that I've always enjoyed because it's a commonality between age groups and cultures.
I also
and
just
music.
Find, like, music says a lot more than a human just talking could say. Like, you could put a lot more into music and get out than you can actually talking to a person. Like, I have a lot of mental health problems, and music is definitely one of the main things that helps with that.
Absolutely.
And, like, say if I'm having a down moment or anxiety, there's certain songs that just explain that perfectly. And if I can't, I just kind of, like, listen to this, you'll understand it.
You'll understand everything, yeah. That's great. Well, I'm glad that you guys are doing this, and I'm glad that you came into the radio station. And just a shout-out to all the students out there as well. You don't have to go to this school to do a radio program here, or to actually do a show here.
Really?
So if you guys like music and you like what we spin here and what you're learning, in time, baby steps, can't jump into everything, you can do a radio show here. Because we're always, and that's another great way of being exposed to music and learning more about it, is actually spinning it and reading it and being a part of it.
We can't thank you enough for, allowing us to have a first step here today on a beautiful Friday.
Yeah.
And this is our first kind of entry
that's
into being on air.
That's what we're all about here. That's what the radio station's about. It's about people in the community being connected. And radio may be an old school way of doing things, but it's still part of the media and what we do today.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you for your time, sir. I'm going to go out on the posies right now, coming back. We'll have some more music. And Nina, what's your favorite band right now? What are you listening to?
Oh, I listen to everything.
But no, you can't say that.
No, I do, in all honesty.
Nobody listens to everything.
In all honesty, I listen to everything. The only thing that I am picky on is country music. Other than that, I will listen to any music, Def Leppard.
See, that's more honest. That's more honest right there, that response right there. I believe you. Here's Dream All Day from the post-pop rock out of the 90s right now out of Seattle here on Steel City Music.
Speak louder than the words before you, and give them me. Don't pretend that you're straight. You could be who you are any day of the week. You are unlike the others, so strong and unique. We're all with you. If you're straight, well, that's great. You can help procreate and make gay little babies for the whole human race. Make a world we can live in where the one who you love's not an issue. If you're straight, well, that's great. If you fall in between, that's the best way to be. You got so many options. Every fish in the sea wants to kiss you.
I love that song. 12:25 right now. Gunner here on Steel City Music. Heard on The Hawk, and that was "Everyone Is Gay" from A Great Big World. And also, you heard from A Great Big World, "I Would Give You the World." I would give you. What was that song? I gotta find that again. I heard that song like, I don't know, 8 years ago, and it was like very uplifting to hear. So sometimes you need that kind of like jostle music to get you out of a funk and that sort of thing. And I'm not saying that I was in a funk earlier, but it's so gray outside and it's cold and it's windy and I know it's miserable and you know it's miserable. And at the top of the hour, I'm going to tell you how miserable it is. And I don't like telling you how miserable it is because you know how miserable it is outside. So I like to play some music that breaks me out of that whole mood. You know what I mean? So that's what I do. And I also like, interviewing people that come into the radio station and do a tour here and try to find out more about it, because I always like people finding out about this radio station and Mohawk College and the media program here, from television to radio to journalism and all the other stuff that goes on here at the college, because I think it's a very liberating feeling when you change, like you come out of something that you once were and you're coming into something, a newer version of you, and trying something new at school or whatever it is a great feeling, and not everyone gets that opportunity. So I hope everyone gets an opportunity to make a change in their life, a positive one. So that's why I play songs like that, and then other times I like playing songs like this, you know, not like totally crazy, but you know, it's Stevie Wonder and it's Master Blaster here on Steel City Music. We'll be right back.
Mohawk College, this is CIOI 101.5 FM in Hamilton. The Hawk is on the air.
I come undone.
Lost in that song right there. 12:40 right now. Gunner here. Raven Drool from the Killjoys. Shelley Woods, Mike Troublecock, and Gene Champagne out of Hamilton, Ontario. I was actually talking to Gene the other night. He's like, we gotta get Shelley go have some dinner. You know, we have some dinner. We gotta talk. You know what I mean? We gotta talk. So I'm like, okay, all right, we'll get together. So maybe that's why I played it. Subconsciously, the Killjoys were on my mind. So looks like it's gonna be a big night. Three old guys at the old Swiss Chalet. Gonna be a good time. Also, you heard Salmon Blaster, the song Freeway from way back in the 90s out of London, Ontario. Really cool band. I really wish I knew what the name of the act was in the later 2000s that the dude was in, so I could spin that as well, but I got to kind of find that. From the vaults of crazy, crazy good music, in the 90s there was a band called the Inbreds out of Kingston, Ontario. And they were a two-piece, and they were always championed by campus radio and commercial radio as well. They had some guys like David Bookman. Bookie, God bless his soul, used to like spin this band on the Edge and CFNY back in the day, and he was always great with music. And he was one of the dudes that helped expose this great music to other people. And I got to see this band years ago when I was on Edge Fest, when I was tour managing the Killjoys. And we were out west, and everything was great, and the Inbreds were doing a couple tracks, and that whole tour, every day, I talked to Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, and he ran up to me and went, "Who is that band?" I said, "That's the guys from the Inbreds." And he went over to them, and he was just like, "Man, you know what? You guys are fantastic, blah, 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 blah." And right in front of me, the guy says, "Well, just to let you know, we're breaking up." Crazy. I witnessed that. And Dave Grohl is like, "You're breaking up?" Like, yeah, they're breaking up. Any sense of time, the Inbreds right now on Steel City Music.
Back down like you always do. The time to speak out is long overdue. Why complain but yet brush his name? He's a cram. You don't. Just laugh then.
call him a man. You just laugh then call him a man. You just laugh then you call him a man, but you don't.
101.5, The Hawk.
Tell her not to go. I ain't holding on no more. Tell her something in my mind freezes up from time to time. Tell her not to cry. I just got scared, that's all. Tell her I'll be by her side. All she has to do is call. All she has to do is call. Tell her the chips are down. I drank too much and shouted it aloud. Tell her something in my heart needs her more than even clowns need the laughter of the crowd. Sometimes think too much but say nothing at all. Tell her from this high terrain I am ready now to fall. Tell her something in my mind freezes up from time to time.
Sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep, possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations I know will be alright. Perhaps it's just an imagination. It reappears night after night. My heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Alone between the sheets brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights. And though there's little variation, it nullifies the night. Heartbeat. be around freedom.
Oh, man.
It's so weepy inside when I hear that track.
It's a wonderful song. Urge Overkill from Colin Hay. That was actually a big hit in the 80s from Men at Work. And also in that set, I heard Delamitri tell her just, oh, another heart-tugging song right there for you. Kind of got in this whole poppy kind of vibe happening there, but it's nice. It's good for the old man to express himself a little bit on the air. All right, so we're moving into the 1 o'clock portion of the show. Coming up, we'll check with the weather. We'll hit you with 30 seconds of news, that sort of thing. And then I'm just waiting on my guest. She walked into the studio. Oh, my God. She's actually on time, ladies and gentlemen. Justine Fisher is here. She'll be here after 1 o'clock. Oh, my God. The crowd goes wild as she closes the door. So she's here at 1. And we'll talk about a show coming up and her birthday and dress-up time and all the other fun things that are going to happen. Just sit over there, buddy. And we'll do that. 2 o'clock, Cobalt Connects will be here as well. And then 3:30 with Kareem Mosner, the 3 for 30, that sort of thing. And, of course, lots of music and all the other fun stuff. So there it happens, and there she goes. So here's There She Goes, the Laws for you, taking us into the top of the hour.